many old faces we're seeing, new faces also. New face here is Harishauri Prabhu, coming here for the first time.
Adibol.
So our regular program here is here in Lika. How many years is this?
Seventh
Lika Festival. So our program is Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. That is our program. That was what this program was founded for. So we invite everyone to fully participate in hearing and chanting about Krishna with no idle talk. There's also plenty of service to do to keep everyone happy, right? By serving Krishna, we become happy. That's the philosophy we talk, and actually it's a fact. So if you want service, you can ask who? Divya Prabandha, he's the all-in-all for organizing various things here. Murari Gupta also. Who do the ladies go to for service? Sundari? Sundari, yeah. We're again hosted by Murari Gupta Prabhu and Sundari Mataji, who's great pleasure it is to host all the devotees, invite them all. So many people come from all over Europe to Croatia at this time of year and end up on the beaches, spoiling their life in a slightly different way to the way they spoil their life for the rest of the year. Becoming, as Sahotra Swami coined the phrase, converting their dearly beloved body into a stool pakora. That means they do sunbathing. So they get brown on the outside and stool on the inside. But we come here to hear and chant about Krishna. Our life is meant for hearing and chanting about Krishna and serving Krishna in the association of devotees. So this is heightened here. Just like for the non-devotees, their life is dedicated to sense gratification. The thoughts of the non-devotees are dedicated to forgetting me. So our life is madchitta madgata prana. The thoughts of devotees are for remembering, discussing about Krishna. That is the motto of this festival. Madchitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam katayantas chamang nityang tushyanti charamanticha. This festival is meant for thinking of Krishna. Our life is dedicated to Krishna in the association of devotees discussing about Krishna. In this way we would like to spend our whole life, and in this way we'll be completely satisfied and happy. So that is the motto of this festival. There's really not much to offer in the way of sense gratification. It's not usually the temperature doesn't become very warm, and most of the Lika is not very warm, or there's a lot of rain and snow in the winter. But we're coming here to demonstrate that happiness is on a different platform, hearing and chanting about Krishna. So we're happy to see all the new faces and old faces. Who's coming here for the seventh year in a row? Who's coming every year? I missed one, yeah, right? So I missed one. So new faces, old faces, all faces should be shining faces. When we're absorbed in Krishna consciousness, then we become happy. So we invite everyone to be here and be happy by serving Krishna. Usual standards, we invite everyone to attend all the programs, be dressed in Vaishnava dress with Vaishnav Tilak. These are the simple formulae for being happy. As I was saying, it's a festival of hearing and chanting about Krishna, but this hearing and chanting about Krishna, at least every morning, we're going to hear and chant about Krishna by hearing about Srila Prabhupada. Harishori Prabhu will tell us about his service to Srila Prabhupada and how Srila Prabhupada is the living Bhagavatam. There are two kinds of Bhagavatas. We hear about Krishna means to hear about Krishna and his devotees, so there those who are, Krishna is called Bhagavan, means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we appreciate Krishna through the Bhagavatas. Bhagavata means what is in relationship to Bhagavan. So there are two kinds of Bhagavat. Eka Bhagavata Baro Bhagavata Shastra Ar Bhagavat Bhakta Bhakti Rasa Patra. There are two kinds of Bhagavats. One is the Srimad Bhagavatam. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita that's described that this is the big Bhagavat. And there's one more who is the devotee who is the receptacle of Bhakti Rasa. The Bhakti Rasa that is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, who is the receptacle of that Bhakti Rasa, that is a devotee. So once one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, he told me, Sarvabhavana Prabhu, that he asked Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada always emphasized on the that the devotee, or at least that he was emphasizing the devotee is more important, though Krishnadas Kaviraj said that the book is more important. So book is important in as much as the devotee has to speak according to Bhagavatam. That is the qualification of a devotee. He speaks only according to Shastra. Srila Prabhupada said this so many times, that we speak only according to Shastra. So that's another feature. When we say Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, we mean Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu according to Shastra. Everything should be according to Shastra. There are so many things we can speak, but we shall speak according to Shastra. We shall discuss according to Shastra. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj said that among the two Bhagavats, the big one or the important one is the Shastra, because that defines the life of who is a devotee. They must speak according to Shastra. But Prabhupada would emphasize that of the two, the devotee is more important. Then, when Sarvabhavana Prabhu asked that, why do you say that the devotee is the important Bhagavat, Prabhupada said, because the devotee can pull your ear. We can have the books and keep them on the shelf and speculate on them in our various ways, but the devotee won't allow us. He disciplines. That's the duty of a guru, to discipline the disciple. The disciple means one who follows discipline. The shash dhatu, Prabhupada often explained this. Shashan, shisha. So this word shashan means discipline or punishment. So the guru keeps the disciple in control. So Harishori Prabhu, he will explain to you how his immediate realization of being with Srila Prabhupada is that Srila Prabhupada is the living Bhagavatam. We can hear we hear in Bhagavatam about Parikshit Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj, and so many great devotees, but Srila Prabhupada literally brought that to life for us by living the life of a pure devotee. Not that he looked in the book and say, we look in the book and say, okay, we have to do this, but Prabhupada actually spontaneously lived that. We hear about spontaneous devotional service. So Srila Prabhupada was spontaneous in as much as he lived according to the book, but not that he was doing so out of simply following rules and regulations as a neophyte, but because Krishna consciousness for him is completely natural. And then by his behavior, he showed us what it means to be a devotee of Krishna, what it means to follow the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's completely natural love of Krishna, the natural propensity of the living being. So devotees very much like to hear about Srila Prabhupada because he, as he said, just do as I am doing. So he showed us what it means to naturally be Krishna conscious. So our hearing and chanting about Krishna here in the morning will get a good dose of the living Bhagavatam from Hari Shari Prabhu's experience. Once I was somewhere in Oregon State in America with I was at a program with Prahlada Ananda Swami.
It was in Portland.
Somewhere near Portland. Near Portland in
Hindu.
There's a Hindu mix, mostly Hindus there. Devotees, many of them were devotees. So one of them asked Prahlada Ananda Swami, when the questions came at the end of the program, asked him that, could you tell us some stories of your association with Srila Prabhupada? And Prahlada Ananda Maharaj refused to do so. Because he didn't, he explained himself that it's not just a matter of telling stories, that Srila Prabhupada was himself always speaking philosophy. So I prefer to speak the philosophy that Prabhupada spoke and follow him in that way. So, that's also, it's not that if we don't tell Prabhupada stories that we're not speaking about Prabhupada. That both are completely intimately connected. We have to speak the philosophy that Prabhupada spoke. We have to hear about how Srila Prabhupada personally lived that and instructed us. I'm myself, like many others throughout the world, a great fan of the Transcendental Diary series that Hari Shari Prabhu has written, because they show us, it's not just like people like to tell the stories but about Prabhupada, which Hari Shari Prabhu of course does, he tells so many anecdotes, but he also gives synopses of the classes that Srila Prabhupada gave, because practically Srila Prabhupada, he was always talking about Krishna, about how Krishna presents himself through Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So in this way also Prabhupada was living Bhagavatam. He was always speaking this philosophy. So we don't get this. Sometimes it seems that devotees think that Prabhupada was just, you know, like some kind of magic trick person who was always saying something like these, I don't know what devotees are thinking, but you know, these bogus swamis, they're always trying to say something, you know, to make you laugh or to putting on some kind of show. Prabhupada wasn't at all like that. He was always speaking straightforwardly the philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. So I appreciate this Transcendental Diary series as much as it presents that Srila Prabhupada was always speaking the philosophy, and Hari Shri Prabhu encapsulates that day by day. And I also very much appreciate Prahlada Ananda Swami being here, because we know he's going to speak the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. See, I can, by Prabhupada's grace, I can see the future. I can look into the future and see what's going to happen in the next few days. So, that's my trick for the day. And I'll finish speaking now, and I guess Prahlada Ananda Swami will speak next.